Control areas during foreign animal disease outbreaks. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. If a foreign animal disease like African swine fever were to enter the U.S. domestic herd, animal health officials will respond by drying an area around the infected premise and coordinate directly with the producer on further actions. Dr. Patrick Webb is acting chief veterinarian for the National Pork Board. As more awareness and preparation are put in place, Dr. Webb gives an example of a control area.
They can look to USDA's FAD PREP plan, which is their African swine fever response plan, for guidance on how big that type of zone should be. So the minimum of the infected zone is 3 kilometers, or about 1.8 miles out from that infected farm.
There's another 1.2 miles marked as a buffer zone, making the control area radius approximately 6.2 miles. Dr. Webb says producers need to be transparent with state animal health officials about their operation if they are in the control area.
I'm a sow farm. I have to move pigs every 2 days, or I'm in a welfare situation where I'm going to have to start managing my clothes a bit different, or even, God forbid, having to start euthanizing pigs because there's nowhere to go with them. And it's a two-way street on communication.
The control area process is an example of how AgView, a free opt-in technology, can use contact tracing to mitigate the spread and damage of a foreign animal disease. Produced by the Ag Information Network.